Hey, what's going on, everybody? This is Jay Manley from the School Days Podcast. As always, we thank each and every one of the listeners. We can be followed on Instagram at School Days Podcast 92, on Twitter at School Days 92. And if you want to follow me on Twitter and Instagram at McFly Manley, on Snapchat, Jay Manley 16. Without further ado, we're going to hop into this next episode, man. I know it's been a little while since we've recorded an episode, but, you know, things happen, and you know, my most sincerest apologies, but I'm gonna make sure I put out good shit for y'all, because that's what y'all deserve and y'all gonna get it. If you're willing to donate to us, we have a Patreon, patreon.com/theschooldayspodcast. Anything counts, always grateful. Anything else I have? I think that's it. Not gonna try to have a long episode. I'm just gonna give y'all like a little short, a little 30 minute to an hour probably. I don't know, we'll see how the flow goes. But y'all just got me today, so me, myself, and I. but yeah, man, hope you guys enjoy the show, and see y'all soon. Y'all be safe. Enjoy. Yo. All right, I gotta make sure this shit is recording, because for whatever reason, Audacity wants to give me hell today. Friday, July 21st. I know it's been a while since we've recorded, or I've recorded, I should say, really. A lot of scheduling conflicts. And just a heads up for the listeners, man, going forward, it's going to be, the show is going to be how it's been going for the past month, going forward, more than likely. Just a lot of scheduling conflicts, and, you know, people, you know, got their own lives, and, you know, people, you know, got a lot of shit going on, so... You know, I can't just like, you know, keep on just putting out shit when not everybody can link up on, you know, the same day to record. So I gotta, you know, do it how I see fit. But y'all will still hear from Kevin Rick, you know, just not every week how it was originally planned to go. But yeah, man, shout out to them guys, man. They just actually got off a tour, actually. And I went to the show, what day was that on? It was in early July. I can't remember the actual date, but it was early July, earlier this month, about 2 weeks ago now. Mark Bell the show. The shit was lit. I must say, the shit was very, 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 very lit. Had a good time. Kev brought me up on stage. That's not really, you know, my scene. I don't really like, I'm not really the look at me nigga type of nigga. Like, I'm not really trying to be on the videos. I'm not a Puff Daddy ass nigga. I'm not a Damn Dash ass nigga. Like, I'd rather just, you know, support from behind the scenes. But, you know, Kevin being my friend, you know, I'm like, you know, fuck it, why not? Let me just go up there and support him. So I got to be on stage, and the shit is crazy, man. It's crazy seeing your friend really, you know what I'm saying, make his dreams come true. Him and Rick, really. And I couldn't be more proud. So shout out to them guys, man. And if you haven't heard or listened to Fresco yet, it's on all streaming devices. Yeah, Fresco. I believe it's spelled F-R-E-S-C-O with a period. Just search that, or search King Cap. I know sometimes, for me personally anyway, for the longest I couldn't find it searching it Fresco. I just had to search King Cap, and then it popped up. So if you search his artist name, King Cap, then it'll pop up. But as always, we thank everybody who listens. Leave a review. If you really enjoy this podcast, please leave reviews. That's how we get our numbers up on the iTunes and Podomatic. Also, as well, donations. Patreon.com/theschooldayspodcast. If you want to stay up to date for when we go on little hiatuses like this, if you're getting this update on your phone, like, where the fuck these niggas been at? Where the fuck Jalen been at with the podcast, man? What the fuck? Go on Facebook. The School Days Podcast. I promise you, I post all updates on Facebook, and I'll screenshot it and post it on the Instagram. The Instagram is School Days Podcast 92. Or if you follow me personally, I'm always talking about the podcast and shit too. But that's neither here nor there. Without further ado, though, let's go ahead and get into this episode of School Days Shorts, man. R. Kelly. It's gonna come to a point, man, where we as black people got to stop letting niggas get passes because they make great ass music. I've been seeing a lot of people try to compare the situation, saying that, oh, well, we give Michael Jackson a pass. a lot of people may think I'm fucked up for saying this. Michael Jackson was acquitted. R. Kelly was acquitted too, but put it like this, bro. Michael, there ain't no video of Michael Jackson doing no foul shit with no kids. There's videos of R. Kelly fucking a 16-year-old and pissing on her. Yes, I've seen it. So that's that, really. There's no really other way to really break it down, man. Apparently, this man has a cult of women, and he makes them stand in the corner or stand with them facing the wall, and they only can speak to him when spoken to type shit. And I seen a video. TMZ talked to one of the ladies who's in this cult. And they're all of age, by the way, too. They're not, like, underage. But the fact is, like, this man is 50 years old, and these women are, like, ranging from, like, I believe it was, like, 19 to 25 years old. Like, my nigga, you're, like, a whole 25-plus years older than these women. Like, what the fuck going on, bro? But, yeah, man, I don't really see the math between that. I think he's sick, and he has a fetish for little girls or girls younger than him so he can manipulate them. Because the older women probably aren't going for the bullshit that he's trying to pull. So he can probably just swing his way and sweet talk a little younger chick who don't know no better. And, you know, we got the situation that we got right now. I hope that it's not true that they really got to stand facing the wall and they can only speak when spoken to, because that's kind of fucked up. But you never know these days, man. So it's a lot of people. Who got like some real shit going on, man. So yeah, R. Kelly, man. it's not funny, man. But it's just like, man. Like every time I hear some wild shit about R. Kelly, I just think about that damn Boondocks episode. Like, shit is wild, man. Shit is really fucking wild. We can move on though. Meek Mill just dropped the album. I haven't heard it yet, but everybody's saying it's fire. I need to listen to it. I got damn near a 4-day weekend coming up. So I'm going to make time for the Meek Mill album, and I'll try to give y'all a review on that on the next episode, because that'll be like a full, longer episode. But yeah, Meek Mill's Wins and Losses is out now, if y'all haven't already heard it yet. It just came out today, actually. And I think Tyler Creator's album just came out, too. I need to check both of those albums out, actually, so I can give y'all good reviews on that. I think Tyler's shit is called Flower Boy or Flower some shit, and this is the shit where he's apparently came out as gay, which I think is a gimmick anyway, personally. The reason being is just like Tyler is known for gimmicks. First, he came out, he was Antichrist, eating cockroaches, throwing roaches up, talking about he wanted to fuck Mary, talking about Jesus' mom Mary. It's all types of shit. He has a song about raping somebody. I'm pretty sure VCR Wheels is about raping somebody. Correct me if I'm wrong, anybody who's listening, but I'm pretty sure VCR Wheels is about raping somebody or forcing somebody to have sex with you. But yeah, man, Tyler's new album is out. Apparently, man, Chance the Rapper isn't really paying his producers like that, or paying Justice League producers, because they had a little Twitter war. And I'll say this, I'm all good for, you know, paying my money, my nigga, but he ain't gonna do it like he did his baby mama, and then bringing the kid and like bringing Kenzie in and shit. And I have a soft spot for that, because I'm not with the bringing kids up and shit, period. Because if anybody bringing JJ up in an argument, like, my nigga, we just gonna have to meet up and do what we gotta do. Anybody who brings kids into situations, I just think that shit is just lame. And Chance told him to pull up, which he had every right to tell him to pull up if they want the money. And apparently, I guess they're mad about songs that came out on, they never got paid for songs that came out on Acid Rap that they produced. So yeah, that's that. Jay-Z's going on tour, 444 tour. I looked at tickets. I love Jay-Z, man. Jay-Z is my favorite rapper of all time, but I haven't seen him live yet, and I'm probably not going to. The ticket prices ain't going to go down a little bit, because Niggas got bills and shit. Niggas ain't rich. You feel me? Niggas still trying to get this podcast shit popping. And I don't got the funds to pay $200 for nosebleed tickets, brother. I just don't. I really don't, man. Like that whole idea is just dead to me. Yeah. Jay-Z 444 tickets, and he's not coming to Indianapolis neither. I think, and all the dates he's coming anywhere near Indianapolis, like Chicago and shit, they're like weekdays, like a fucking Tuesday night. Like, I'm sorry, bro. I'm not calling off work on a fucking Tuesday night to drive to Chicago and drive all the way back. Fuck no. Not happening. See, what else we got? Also, RIP to... I'm not a big Linkin Park fan. I had to look his name up. Chester Bennington. He was the lead singer for Linkin Park, the rock group. He took his own life yesterday, and suicide is something very, very serious. Apparently, he was depressed. It's not confirmed yet, but a lot of people were saying that he had severe depression, and that ain't no shit to play about, man. It's really not. Prayers about his family. I don't really have anything really to say about that for real. It's just a sad, fucked up situation. And just praying for his family and hope, you know, they can get through this difficult time. Let's see. Okay, we can talk about Lonzo Ball real quick. And I just want to say, first and foremost, if this shit goes how I think it's about to go, him and his daddy are fucking geniuses. So, as everybody knows, they have this $500 basketball shoe out, right? Family-owned business, not signed to any, not signed to Nike, Adidas, Reebok, nobody. Nobody has signed them yet. But there is, he's been doing like a little bidding war during our summer league when he's been playing. He's been wearing different brands. Like, he's been wearing Under Armour, fucking Nike, shit, Jordan brand, you name it. Any brand, he's wearing it. So, he was asked in an interview, are you trying to start a bidding war? And he said something like that. So, me thinking, and there's also been reports that companies are not willing to have conversations with him again, which I think is fucking genius, because if you guys remember, his dad was talking all that shit. You know, talking about, you know, they want $1 billion contract, this and that. But now, I'm sorry. But now it's getting to the point where what's gonna happen between the shoe shit? I just saw some breaking news. I'll get into that in a minute. It's like, what's going to happen with the whole Big Brother brand thing if he does sign? Me personally, I think it's going to be a thing where they take on Big Brother brand and they're going to sell out the rest of these shoes that they've already made or have plans of making, and those are going to be like limited things that you won't be able to find ever again. And going forward, either he's going to have his own signature shoe, or he's going to just be signed and then, you know, go the traditional route. But they're going to do something with and make Big Baller brand a part of that company. And me personally, if I'm a shoe company, put it like this: if I'm the CEO of Reebok, I'm talking to LaVar Ball and Lonzo ASAP. Think about it: Reebok hasn't had a star since Iverson or Steve Francis. Iverson, Steve Francis, Baron Davis. Those are the main three I can think of on top of my head. Shaq kind of left Reebok and started making shoes with Payless and shit, and trying to make, you know, more affordable sneakers for, you know, kids and less fortunate families. So, if I'm the CEO of Reebok, I'm hitting them up ASAP, and I'm trying to see what I can do, who I can talk to, when do I need to talk to them, whatever I need to do. Because this could be a big thing, a big deal, and I think personally he's going to be a star. Once he gets, you know, shit situated, you know, with his plans down, you know, the Lakers get on their feet again. Lonzo's going to be a star. He's going to be a star. That boy's passing vision is out of this world. pure point guard, what they needed. But yeah, if I'm a Reebok, I'm hitting up Lonzo Ball and trying to see what we can do with the big baller brand. I can go ahead and jump to this break of news that kind of made me stumble over my words real quick. I just got an update from the group chat. ESPN certified from Brian Windhorst. Apparently, Mr. Kyrie Irving wants out of Cleveland and doesn't want to play with LeBron anymore. And I kind of call bullshit. I don't know. Some way, somehow, I don't really see how. It's just kind of come out of left field. First of all, Kyrie, where would you go? I guess this shit is real. I see everybody saying it. Even Legion Hoops is saying it. Kyrie Irving has asked to be traded, reports ESPN. Kyrie informed Cavs officials in a meeting last week. Damn. That kind of shakes shit up. I don't even know where to go from there, honestly. that really, really shakes shit up. Because it was going to be a deadly super team. Because the way I wanted it to go in my head, I wanted, the core to stay intact. You know, if we ended up trading Kevin Love and getting Melo, then we would have Melo. And then we could sign. And then we could sign fucking Derrick Rose and have Derrick Rose come off the bench. But if Kyrie leaves, that's that playmaker that LeBron needed along his side all the time. And I'm a dire LeBron fan, and I'm saying this to y'all. That is a playmaker that LeBron has been needing. Fuck everything else. The only reason why we lost to the Warriors is because, they were just fucking too overpowered. It's just you had to fucking pick your poison, honestly. You really had to. And apparently the shit is real. If I can really break this shit down on why Kyrie is asking for this, because the Cavs offseason has been shitter. The Cavs offseason is an F. Their grade gets an F if they don't get Carmelo, period. Because they haven't made any other. Wow, you signed Jeff Green, you signed fucking Jose Calderon. Wow, man. We're going to be the Warriors now with fucking Jose Calderon and Jeff Green come off the fucking bench. Come on, man. Cavs get a fucking F if they don't get the trade for Melo, period. If Carmelo Anthony is not in the Cavaliers uniform, they get an F. Which might happen now since Kyrie wants to be traded. So we might see Kyrie become a New York Knick. I guess that wouldn't be a good look, I guess. He's from New Jersey, so it's kind of right there across the bridge. That's crazy, though, bro. I thought shit was cool. I don't know. That's wild to me. I want to know, what's the reason? We got to get more insight on this shit. What is the fucking reason? That's why y'all got a good thing going, man. That's what I'm saying. Something must be happening. Something is going on in Cleveland that we don't know about. The outside don't know about. Something is going on. I feel like either LeBron's probably going to retire sooner than what everybody thinks. More internal locker room issues are probably going on that we don't know about. More niggas probably are saying that they're probably not coming back. Or, like I said, just a shitty offseason. They haven't really signed anybody who can really, really help them compete with the fucking Warriors. And he's just seeing a fucking repeat of this past June. And you kind of can't be mad at him if he knows some shit we don't know. And it's kind of like set in stone what shit's going to be type shit. Because I think LeBron's going to be a free agent next summer. So who fucking knows what the fuck's going to go on. So that's what I'm thinking. I'm thinking that Kyrie knows something that we don't know. like something pivotal, because nobody fucking just walks out of a situation like that. You guys are the team to beat in the East. You know what I mean? So, I don't know. And then that kind of makes me think too, like, okay, so does that mean, like, what did the Knicks do with that Frank Ntilikina, whatever his name is, dude that they drafted? Because that's the only way that the trade is going down. They're going to have to trade fucking Carmelo, Kyrie. It's going to be them two. And that's going to be it. They're going to have to trade Carmelo and Kyrie. That really just fucking blew my mind. I don't really know where else to fucking go. I really don't know where else to go with this podcast. That really fucking blew my mind. Because the next topic I was going into was... Oh, man. That's crazy. That's the crazy thing. That's the crazy thing about this shit, because it's like, Kyrie, where you going from here, bro? Like, what is it? What is the next step after this? And apparently, Kyrie is looking for a bigger role on the team. One of the reasons he requested a trade from Cleveland. Kyrie doesn't want to play with LeBron. Like, what? I'm really fucking flabbergasted, y'all. Like, really, dude? These new niggas, man. Let me tell you something. These new niggas, man. I'm stuttering and shit. I'm just really fucking flabbergasted. These new niggas, bro. Okay. I knew something was kind of weird when I looked on the fucking free agency thing, because everybody was talking about it. Everybody was fucking talking about it. Hold up. My laptop was on some weird shit. Okay, there we go. I knew it was some weird shit when I seen, like, the first ever free agency, Blake Griffin just signed for, like, 100. Like, Denver got a max contract from the Clippers. And he was a big name free agent. And everybody's thinking, okay, he's going to go somewhere where he can actually win. Because the Clippers are fuck around not making the playoffs next year. I'm sorry. Clippers aren't doing shit. But it's just like, niggas really, really just want that check. Niggas do not care about winning. They really don't. And I think that's just kind of what it is with Kyrie. He just wants to be a superstar when it's like, bro, you're already a superstar. Like, you want to be the man that bad, bro? I don't get it. I really don't get it. But yeah, I'm predicting it here right now. Kyrie's going to be a New York Knicks. Kyrie will be in New York. That's crazy. That is fucking crazy, man. I guess the last thing we could jump into then real quick is the 2K soundtrack. I'm not going to go over the whole soundtrack. I'm just going to talk about the hip hop songs on here real quick. We'll run through them real quick. Bold this up. Okay, we got Hip Hop Hooray by Naughty by Nature. Put Your Hands Where Your Eyes Can See. Busta Rhymes, Shook Ones Part 2, Mobb Deep. So Fresh So Clean, Outkast. Victory by Puff Daddy and everybody else. That was on 2K13. They're kind of recycling some shit. 9-3 to Lil Felony. 9-3 till infinity, excuse me. Souls of Mischief. Coming Down Strong, Future and The Weeknd. Do What I Want, Lil Uzi Vert. Humble, Kendrick. Nas Is Like by Nas. That's a good one. Portland by Drake and Quavo and Travis Scott. Slam by Onyx. Niggas don't know about Onyx. Victory by Joey Badass. Wasatch Front, Dame Dala. That's Damian Lillard. Yeah, those are all the hip hop songs. Oh, there's one by Schoolboy Q. Am I Wrong by Anderson Paak and Schoolboy Q. I skipped over that one on accident. And they Reminisce Over You by Pete Rock. And oh, okay. Yeah, like how the fuck I missed that? But yeah, man, that trade kind of just blew my mind, man. So we're just gonna kind of end that shit off right here, School Day Shorts episode 2. As always, man, we thank everybody for listening. Follow us on Instagram at School Days Podcast 92. Follow us also on Twitter at School Days 92. You can follow me at McFlyManly on Twitter and Instagram. Patreon.com/School Days Podcast. We are accepting donations. Also, leave a review if you enjoyed this podcast. And just, you know, send an email at schooldayspodcast92@gmail.com if you want to be on the show. If you love us, hate us, anything, got any suggestions, we are open to all ears, and we appreciate each and every one of you listeners. Without further ado, though, man, I'm going to have to end this. Kyrie, I don't know what the fuck you on, bro. You need to, you know, take a minute, sit back, and just, you know, think about life right now. Do you just want to be a bum-ass nigga who just makes millions of dollars? That kind of is not a... That didn't make sense at all what I just said, because you can't be a bum making millions of dollars. But it's like, my nigga, you run a good situation, bro. You don't need to be the man. Come on, bro. Wake the fuck up and smell the coffee. But we'll end this podcast right there, though, man. School Days Podcast, man. I'm Jay Manley. Kyrie, wake the fuck up. We out.